You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey now, you've got issues, and your boys in the morning have answers. All we need to know is,
what's your problem?
You know what I'd like to say here, Jeremy? I would like to thank all of our listeners for putting their trust in us to be able to reach out, talk about their most intimate personal issues and problems, and trust that we will handle it gently, delicately, and with all the care in the world.
Very good. We're very, very serious when it comes to these things.
Shut up. Shut up. And we also know that our listeners who jump in and dial up and call us and answer, we appreciate your input in all of this as well.
You guys step up for us.
Certainly doesn't work without you. This letter this time, this came through Facebook. This is from Victoria, a lovely, lovely profile picture of Victoria, her dog, and her cat, all three of them together.
Oh, that's cute.
Lovely. She says, "Hi, boys. My husband and I were married 4 years, got divorced for 3 years, then remarried." I can say I know a lot of people who have, well, a lot. I know more than you would think. I can name off the top of my head at least four couples that I know of who did that.
It's
including one of my brothers did that.
My aunt and uncle did it. So, yeah, it's a thing.
So let me go back to the beginning. She goes, "My husband and I were married 4 years, got divorced for 3 years, then remarried."
Yeah.
"That also came to an end, so we divorced a second time."
Oh, boy.
"That was 6 years ago, and would you believe we're talking about trying a third time?"
Huh.
"All of our friends are supportive and say we never should have split up in the first place, although," not like this, she goes, "although his family aren't too crazy about the idea."
Right, your friends are supportive to your face, probably, but...
Well, I don't know. I can see that.
Behind
the
scenes, they're like, oh, here we go again, Victoria and Rick.
I don't know.
Believe it? I don't know his name either.
She says, "Just wondering if your listeners have thoughts on this or if they've ever done it. I'd kind of like to know that it can work." What she's asking for is like
permission.
Success stories of people.
She's asking for permission right now.
Permission,
from
really?
Us to say, "Victoria, go for it. You can do it."
Well, you're pretty much showing your hand with all your snarky comments.
Why do they have to get married? Why do they have to put the M word on it?
I don't know.
Just get back together and live then.
Well, then we don't have an issue. Then we can say, all right, now here's, you know, pink.
Let's do the mind bender again. They're all in for marriage, though, it sounds like.
So she's asking if some of our listeners have either done this or know of somebody who's done this or if they just have an opinion.
Well, everyone's got an opinion.
I would like to know. I don't want to pry too much into a really intimate thing. And because I'm the one who says the worst question you can ever ask somebody who gets divorced is, "What happened?"
Mm-hmm.
It's unbelievably rude. Like, "Hey, you barely know me, but you know, I want you to tell me all the most intimate personal things of your life.
Spill your deepest, darkest secrets and fill me in."
Oh my God, because I'm divorced and the number of people, "Hey, Dom, what happened?"
Mm-hmm. Sorry about by the way.
I always want to say, we had too many jerk friends. That's
snap.
But even though I feel that way, it kind of plays into what the answer would be to her. Like, what caused the first two to end in divorce?
Right. You'd kind of have to know because you're maybe destined for it to end a third time.
But wouldn't they also both know
thing?
That? I mean, wouldn't they go into this knowing, okay, these were the pitfalls first and second time around?
I don't want them to do this a third time. I don't think they're cut out for it. I mean, just saying the third time to get married to the same person, it just shouldn't happen. Something is not right there. If it's a maturity thing, if it's a trust thing, they just shouldn't be doing this. All the friends are talking about them. If at some point, it becomes extremely embarrassing, doesn't it?
The only time frame we don't know is the length of the second marriage, because we know the first time they were married, 4, that they were divorced, 3, so that's 7 years.
Man.
And it's been 6 years since the second, so that's at least 13. So if you figure, they've got to have been, this has to be a 15, 16, 17-year long thing. Mm-hmm. And so I'm going to say that they have now officially matured to the point.
Well, I could see that, maybe.
If they're both talking about it, it could be that thing that they just now know we've been out there. We've seen everything that's out there.
Mm-hmm.
We know now. Yeah, we know.
We're meant for each other. One of those, right?
If we did a 5-call says it all, what's your prediction of what our listeners would say?
I think a majority of people are going to say go for it. If you guys feel like you're still in love and you want to give this a shot, and you want to go for it, do it. I think 4 out of 5 people are going to say that they should do it.
Here's what's hilarious about this. You say they shouldn't. Mm-hmm. You predict that our listeners would say they should.
Absolutely.
And I'm exactly the opposite. I say they should do it, but I predict that our listeners will say don't.
Oh, look at you.
Married, divorced, remarried, divorced, and now she says they're thinking about doing it a third time. Jeremy says don't do it, but he thinks our listeners will say do it. I'm the exact opposite. I want them to do it, but I think our listeners will say don't.
Yeah.
We do have our 5
common
calls.
Common sense, right?
Nobody hang up. Sherry, Kennedy, Micah, John, and Perry. Those are the 5 who will decide.
All right.
Sherry, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Morning.
All right. So what are Victoria and this guy going to do?
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Here we go.
If you can't make it work the first few times, I don't think it'll work again.
Yeah, you're probably right, Sherry. They're messing it all up, aren't they?
They are.
I'm worried about these two.
Yeah,
they'll just, they won't do it, and then they'll just spend, the rest of their lives pining for each other,
and they can't
get together because Sherry won't let them be happy.
Sherry said so.
Way to go, Sherry.
Well, if they can't do it, they can't figure it out the first 2 times, why are they trying again?
I don't know.
Glad you called. And I hope you have a great day. Thank you for being on the show with us. There's 1 vote.
Okay.
Kennedy, good morning.
Good morning.
So turn your radio all the way down for us, Kennedy.
Yep, it's down.
Okay. So what are you saying to Victoria and her beau?
Her lover.
Absolutely not.
Don't do it,
I've
huh?
done it. Do not do it.
How many times have you done
it? Just a waste of time. On and off for 7 years, and it was a waste of 7 years.
But how many times did you actually get married?
Yeah. The first time. Oh, we didn't remarry. We just got back together.
Mm.
But it's still. There's a reason you split up the first time.
And the second time. And probably a third time.
Correct.
I hope you found somebody good now, Kennedy.
I have. Thank you.
Good.
Thanks for being on our show. Thank you for your thoughts. 2 votes that say no. Micah, good morning. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Morning, guys.
Hey.
So what do you think?
I honestly, if it was me, I wouldn't go for it, just because obviously there was a reason that they split up the first 2 times. I get there's a third time's a charm, but with this, I don't see why.
Is it a charm or is it just ridiculous?
Yeah.
It's kind of pathetic.
What? You can't say that.
Just did.
Oh, it's just, Micah.
It's
I'm glad
stupid.
You called. Have a fun day.
Bye, Micah.
Thank you for being on the show.
I'm sorry. It just.
Hello, John. Welcome.
Hi. First time caller.
Well, hi, John.
Thank you for that. Yeah. What's your advice for Victoria?
So I say why get married? Just date. What's the point in marrying again? What, taxes? I don't know.
Maybe.
Why can't they just date?
Taxes could be a part of it.
It could be.
That's
just,
the only thing I can think
they
of.
They love a solid commitment, I guess.
Or would you date and still live in separate houses and everything? Because
right.
It also could be a money thing.
Yeah, it could be a money thing, but my vote is no, guys.
All John, right. Have
John
a great day.
No. Thanks,
Call
John.
Call us again sometime now. I'm wondering if Perry is going to make it unanimous, all 5 votes. Perry, what do you think?
Well, I think that they could get together, but I'm opposed to the marriage part, the legality of marriage. I don't know that that's necessary. That way it would make all the legal stuff later, if it doesn't work, a lot easier.
Mm. It is easier to move out, yeah. Again. Again.
My mom was married 5 times, and she married her first husband. She remarried again as her last husband, and it didn't work either time either, even after all those years. So,
whoa, so he was number 1 and number 5.
That's crazy to think about.
Hmm.
Yeah.
He was the bread on the sandwich. So
boy, there was a lot of jam in between.
Dang. There's some solid dad jokes playing here. I like
Perry,
this.
Have a great day, buddy. Thanks.
Bye, Perry.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Bye.
For being on the show.
That was well done.
5 to 0 says don't do it, although Diana does want to get some thoughts in here. Diana, what do you say?
Well, actually, my parents did the exact same thing. So they were married for 32 years. They divorced for about 2 or 3. They remarried each other a second time. Then they divorced again. And then the third time, they thought they just lived together, but at the end, they ended up marrying different people. So I'd say no.
Wait a minute. So they were married, divorced, lived together, and split.
And then split again, third time.
Yes.
Wow.
Was it just a comfort thing after a while? If you're with somebody that many years.
For 32 years,
You know, that's the person who knows all of your foibles and everything, you know?
Yeah, it was definitely a comfort, you know. Even, I guess, in their misery, they were comfortable and with each other.
Let's be miserable together. Diana, have a great day. Thanks for being on the show.
Thanks, guys.
All right, so that is essentially
you called it,
votes.
Man. You called it.
And I wanted them to do it. Some of the notes we got online, Lindsay goes, this is hilarious. No, of course they shouldn't remarry. Just get on with your life. Amy says, my parents married 3 times, and she goes, honestly, it was like a real life soap opera and we couldn't stand it. I vote for them to just be friends. And then Simone, I love that name, says, I did marry the same man 3 times. We're on number 3 right now, and it's been 2 years. So far, so good. I'd tell Victoria to go for it.
Hey.
So there you go.
All right.